On Saturday, June 27th, the Victory Park came alive with vibrant costumes, youthful energy, and cultural pride as the June Carnival unfolded with dazzling displays from mass bands across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The event featured 14 mass bands, which included some 30 junior sections and close to 1,000 masqueraders, showcasing themes that blended heritage, artistry, and imagination. Speaking on NBC's Face-to-Face program today, Vice President of the Carnival Bands, Inc. and leader of the Nelson Block Mass Band, Ali Kodogan, noted that attendance and participation at Saturday's event fell short of expectations, despite the cultural importance of Carnival.
The bands came out, seriously came out, and it's sad to see that the public was not there to witness the children parade on the streets of Kingstown. It was disappointing when you come off the Victoria Park and you're coming up the road that there was nobody on the sidewalk. And then you hear the voices when we as band leaders or band rep visit the store like on Saturday morning to do last minute pickup for whatever reason. Today's kiddies carnival. Mm-hmm. There was nothing out there, mark you, seriously tried, but there was nothing out there for John public to be aware that Kiddies Carnival took place on Saturday. The point, like around Curry's, you know, that's a bus terminal area. People came out and actually were standing there. Yes. Right. But that was about it. And the kids had a wonderful, wonderful time putting things to attract persons within Victoria Park. Don't get me wrong with that. But you have to also realize, are you attracting people to come and look at the mass, or are you attracting people so that you can generate an income and people will just have fun?
Ms. Kodogan made a strong appeal for persons to support Vinci Mass.
Please, Vincentian, you want to play Mass, go to the band of your choice. The price may not be a price that you can afford at the time, but work something out with the band leaders or the rep there. They will accommodate you.
Right.
It's not a hard and fast rule saying, okay, I'm charging $1,500 and all I have is $1,000. They will take it. Pay down something because it costs us to put a band on the road. And this is something I keep saying that we have to tell John public. It costs you between $10,000 to $20,000 to put a truck on the road, a music truck. This have nothing to do with a drinks truck you have to put on the road. Plus get drinks. And the sponsors of the main beers and drinks is like towing a line. No one band said it's easy. And sometimes you have to take whatever money you make from the registration to buy a drink. Mm. It's a cost. The bands has cut back on the number. So where Blondie Boy used to say he's have 40 persons in a section, he may be down to 25 or 20. I'm positive each band has that.
Vice President of the Carnival Bands, Inc. and leader of the Nelson Block Mass Band, Ali Kodogan. Then on Sunday, June 28th, patrons journeyed back to the Victoria Park to witness three school bands and the three community bands participate in the 2026 Junior Panorama Competition. At the Junior Panorama event, Aishika D. Riggs, Vice President of the Yulopan Movement, commended the sponsors for their steadfast support of the Steel Pan Initiative. She noted the movement's progress by highlighting ongoing challenges, including limited resources, financial constraints, and the need for greater community involvement.
Firstly, let me thank all of the persons here at the Victoria Park for coming up and supporting our young Steel Pan players. I know a lot of persons here are disappointed with the numbers, but some of the bands have a lot of challenges that they're dealing with, and we at the Yulopan Movement are working hard to see how we can assist to help these bands get back into the competition next year. Let me take this opportunity to thank our major sponsor, the St. Vincent's and the Electricity Services, for partnering with us once again. Without their contribution, we would not be able to have this competition. Also, I want to say thank you to St. Vincent's and the Grenadines Port Authority for once again partnering with us.
Aishika D. Riggs, Vice President of the Yulopan Movement. The next event in the 2026 Vinci Mass calendar of activities is June Calypso and the Soca Monarch, slated for tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Victoria Park. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's Carnival Update.